This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Friday night. Time now for World on 3 with Lobba Qatari.
John, thanks very much. Well, tonight on World on 3, my guests on the programme, folk duo Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, I believe have just walked in the doors of the building. So to give them time to get up to the studio and set up and sound check, I'm going to play a few tunes, kicking off with a track from Will Quantic Holland and his Latino Electronica album Magnetica. Colombian singer Nidia Gongora is a regular Quantic collaborator, and it's her on lead vocals on this song, La Plata, a song about money.
Thank you. It's like winter in the sun. All this ain't fun.
Bit of a long music intro to tonight's programme, because my guests on the programme tonight, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, are in the vicinity but haven't quite made their way into the studio yet. So I'll rattle on a bit more and maybe play a couple more tunes for you. I'm Lopa Kotari. Welcome to World on Three. At the top of the programme, I played La Plata from Quantic's album Magnetica, followed by World Music Network's Battle of the Bands winner Anansi Cissé. You might remember Phil Stanton of World Music Network talking about Anansi when he came in a few weeks ago to celebrate the label's 25th birthday with us. In fact, the song I played, Bala, was the one that got Anansi into the winner's enclosure. And last of that trio was the soulful PJ Higgins and My Heart's Burning, the opening track on bass-playing dubmeister Jar Wobble's album Inspiration that he produced and recorded with her. A fabulous pairing of talents. Well, coming up on the programme tonight, we're in the home stretch of Commonwealth Connections, Radio 3's landmark series of music from every member nation of the Commonwealth in the lead-up to the Games in Glasgow that start on the 23rd of July. Tonight, it's the turn of Tuvalu and Singapore. And remember that every part of the series can be downloaded for your personal listening pleasure. I've also got music from Ghanaian King Ayisoba, which I'm really excited about because it was one of his songs that I played when I had just started at Radio 3. And this is his first solo album in all that time. Well, it looks like I can see them waving at me from the other side of the studio. It looks like Phil and Hannah are here, but they're obviously going to need some time to set up. So let's put on a couple more tracks. As I said, there's some real trips down memory lane for me tonight. This next track is another kind of blast from the past. When I finished at uni many, many, many years ago, I went on a trip to America to meet up with my sister and then head on over with her to New Orleans. We stayed in the French Quarter, walked down to the Mississippi to watch the old riverboats, and of course we hung out at Preservation Hall. I can't remember who it was we saw, but the atmosphere that evening, sitting cross-legged on the old wooden floor, breathing in the smoke-filled air and listening to jazz, oh, it was a thing of dreams. Well, the resident band, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, who over the years have seen many musicians pass through its ranks, has brought out an album called That's It, and it has conjured up that very memory for me. It's the first album of original material that they've brought out in 50 years, and this is the title track.
Cookies constantly. She's not the kind that you serve to me. cookies constantly, just not the kind that you serve to me. Oh, B Street Mama, I say B Street Mama, I say B Street Mama, come back.
Enthusiastic attempts at hot swing and string band favourites. That's the long but descriptive title of the Two Man Gentleman Band's new album, and Beale Street Mama was the track. They're over here in the UK, suits, slicked back hair and all, starting on the 22nd of July in London and ending up in Irvine in Scotland on the 3rd of August. They are a throwback to the 1950s with sincere, irreverent and entertaining lyrics of the present day, plus, as you heard just there, hot swing and string band favourites as well. See them if you can. Before that was That's It, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, who are going to be performing at London's O2 Centre in the Brooklyn Bowl on July the 21st. Now, Soema Montenegro is from Argentina. In the press release for her album, Pasionaria, it says that she's a poet and a shaman and a good cook. Well, I don't know about all of that, but I can say that she has a really interesting voice, very theatrical and expressive. And she can also shriek. You'll see what I mean. This is Flores del Desierto.
Me he visto de colores, rojo y amarillo. Me arrullo en el desierto, mi piel como el carbón, braserito de amor. Mi piel como el carbón, braserito de amor. El cardón.
Oh, adadori kodo omi wo se eye temi beki loju sidiki aruwe e mo ro won pin o eni ori se loni ko se ni to mo la o yeyin ala yo nta o ye kere o oba lo ni abi won ni e ma so le o e mura sise aje ye kere o ye se yi pele won ni e ma safara e je atule nse kere o kere e ba nke si won o e ba nke si awon afurudu akoti leta lopo ota si bi ore te ba fiti sile ji iro atodumodun ohun ni won ro lobe ti won fi run wa ni ye kere o agbalo ni ati yin won ni e ma gba mo omo apadun ye kere o ara orun ka jide won ni e ba won lorun ta ko ni ra tu to kere o kere adodori kodo obi wo se eye oro yi dekun daya to baya oju akoju ye kere o oba lo ni ati yin won ni e ma saniyan ka saye re ko ye wa ye kere o ara orun ta jude won ni e bokun lorun ka bi mi ni ra tu to kere o kere
A very different sound from Nigeria in the music of Segun Akinlolu, who goes by the name of Beautiful Nubia and his Roots Renaissance band. That was the title track from his new album, Kiri. And so to my guests tonight, who you may have heard in the background tuning up, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin. A very warm welcome, both of you.
Hello.
And they're going to start with a number called Silbury Hill.
On Silbury Hill, barrel ends, she watches steel
From the top, as I'm told, she could see to the edge of the world. Driving to London so late in the night, taking the long weary road over Salisbury Plain, lying waiting deep in the dark, a few headlights shine before us, deep in the earth here are the barrowlands below us when she stands on Silbury Hill. Barrowlands she watches still from the top, so I'm told she could see to the edge of the world. I could see a young girl some time ago, 5,000 years walking the top of the long barrow. The wind in her ears, hers are the gifts of far sight. And endless days she lies on the grass, hearing footsteps fall from another age when she stands on Silbury Hill. Barrowlands she watches steal from the top, a sign told she could see to the edge of the world.
Absolutely beautiful. Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, winners of Best Duo at this year's BBC Folk Awards, and whose album Mind has earned them stars all round. And a song there called Silbury Hill. Hannah, it's just listening to the lyrics, it's a real meeting of two worlds, isn't it? The ancient and today.
Yes.
I mean, tell me something about how this song came about.
We really did go for a walk up Silbury Hill. Well, not you can't actually walk up Silbury Hill now, but you can walk up West Kennet Long Barrow, which is just opposite. And it was quite an incredible experience. It was a blustery day in autumn and there wasn't really anyone else around. And it did feel like stepping back in time, really.
Yeah, we've got a time slippage.
a genuine one.
Yeah. I wrote a song about it, but we were travelling between gigs.
Yes,
we often travel that way, don't we? Towards.
There's a bit like like tonight, really, because you came up from East Dulwich and you're on your way to Glastonbury, is that right?
That's yes, right, yeah. And we started off in Devon this morning. So.
Busy day.
So you've obviously written a song along the way, have you? You is that how it works for you?
Not quite a time today,
have we? I thought about something to do with traffic jams today, actually.
Okay. How do you two write? I mean, is it that very much sort of off the cuff and you're wandering around somewhere and you just, something comes to you?
It really varies, actually. Sometimes I write a song, you know, just sort of on my own and then take it to Phil. But quite often, Phil has a tune or an idea for a song and wants me to write some lyrics. Or we've been writing really collaboratively recently. We've come up with some new sort of ways of playing instruments, which have sparked a few ideas, haven't they? Yeah. So on the album that we will be writing, there'll be mostly co-written songs, I think, really, won't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's evolving as we've been playing together 5 years, and each album I think we're becoming more collaborative in the way that we write. So yeah, it's evolving nicely.
How did you guys meet? I mean, people say that you're both from Devon, but you're not, are you?
No, I'm from Lancashire. Yeah. Hannah's from Devon. But the reason I was in Devon is I went to study music in Exmouth, an excellent music degree. That's what took me to Devon. And we actually met playing in a band, didn't we, called The Roots Union.
Yes. Phil played in a duo with a wonderful songwriter called Tobias Ben-Jacob. And then Phil decided to go and study slide guitar in India. And while he was away, Tobias was looking for someone else to play a lead instrument for him, and so recruited me on fiddle. So when Phil got home, I'd sort of stolen his job. So we thought we'd better form a band.
Phil, what made you head off to... You studied with Debashish Bhattacharya, didn't you?
That's great.
He's a fabulous player, isn't he? He's a wonderful musician. Yeah.
He must be the best slide guitarist on the planet. And that's the reason I went there. He's just an incredible, incredible musician. I was very inspired by his music. And...
Isn't it quite an unusual thing, though, to take up slide guitar in the 21st century kind of thing, isn't it?
Well, there's a few players around. There's a bit of a resurgence, I think, in the style. But in this part of the world, it's not so common. You find a lot more players in America, obviously, with the Dobro tradition over there. But there's a great tradition in India as well, which I just find the Indian players so expressive.
But that's the thing that strikes me about the way both of you play together and the songs that you write. It is actually very, there is this element of, to me, a sort of resonance of Indian classical music, because Indian classical music is all about making every instrument sound like a voice, getting as close to the human voice. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even just listening to Silbury Hill, there's a real sense of voices that come through in your music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's what we're aiming for, really.
You're going to play another song for us, and I believe that it's an exclusive. It's a brand new song.
It is.
Yeah, this one's a harmonica solo, and it's inspired actually by the book Beloved by Toni Morrison. The song's called Underground Railroad, and it's kind of following on the country blues tradition of harmonica railroad imitation on the harmonica, and it's kind of it tells the story of kind of slaves making their way from the south to the north, and the kind of the journey. So
we just recorded a live album in a wonderful converted chapel in Cornwall, and Phil recorded this song specially for it. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So here is, it's called Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
Inspired by that beautiful book from Toni Morrison called Beloved. It's a world exclusive here on BBC Radio 3. And it's just Phil playing.
Just me, yeah. Just come from a gig, slightly blocked that one. Oh.
fantastic. Philip Henry on harmonica, more than evoking the sounds and spirit of rail travel. That's absolutely brilliant. Philip and Hannah are going to be back in about 10 to 15 minutes' time. Well, what a great piece, actually, to take us on to our next song, which is the first part of our Commonwealth Connection series this evening. I don't know how many miles we've already covered on Commonwealth Connections. Feel free to go on the BBC Radio website, Radio 3 website, and work it out for yourself by following the route that the episodes have taken. In fact, if you do, please post us a message and we'll play something just for you on our next programme. Or better still, tell us which Commonwealth country you'd like to hear some music from, and we'll see if we can find something especially for you. Well, tonight it's episode 21 of the 26-part series. As you probably know by now, each episode has two parts to it. A heritage track where a sporting hero, artist or cultural emissary chooses a piece of music and explains what it means to them. And a feature where we are guided through the music culture of a country by a host of musicians and locals who are part of the music scene. Well, tonight, Lapua Lapua tells us about his island nation, Tuvalu, one of the smallest countries in the world, and a place where if you stand in the centre of the main island, you get a 360-degree view of the Pacific Ocean. Well, Lapua Lapua is no ordinary Olympic weightlifter. He's a singing and guitar-playing Olympic weightlifter. Here he is.
You want me to start playing now? I just test my guitar if you can hear it from there. Everywhere I go, I can sing it. I need to have a guitar and then I play, I can sing the song. My name is Lapua Lapua. I'm from Tuvalu and I do weightlifting. I'm on the 62 kg category. At the moment, I'm ranking number one. I've been to World Championship and Olympic Games 2012, London. Tuvalu is a small island right in the middle of the Pacific. We got 9 islands and we got around 10,000 people. In the island, we used to do climbing coconut, and so our body is built for the sport of weightlifting. We have a strong upper body, shoulders, and we have strong legs. If I get to Glasgow, I'm only interested in gold. That's it, nothing else. I work too hard for this. The artist is Tamaika Kofe, and the song is about the capital of Tuvalu, Funafuti. In the beginning, it say Dokunukupele of Funafuti, like Funafuti is the only island that we always remember. Every time I'm away and I used to listen to this song, I always remind me of Tuvalu, like to think back of Tuvalu. And not only that, like, I'm listening like on music and I can sing it too. Yeah, that's the song. Thank you.
Tuvalu's multi-talented Olympian Lapua Lapua, who's going for gold at this year's Commonwealth Games, and a song about the capital of Tuvalu. That piece was recorded by producer David Allison. Now, back in 2012, during the Olympic Games, there was a formidable coming together of two great divas of fado and flamenco, Marisa and Buika. It was fantastic to see such passionate performers share the stage at the BT River of Music in Somerset House. Marisa, body straight and taut, Buika's body almost convulsing with emotion, both of them finding their own way to channel their passion through their voices. So I'm glad that Marisa's Best Of album includes at least one track where they sing together. This is Pequeñas Verdades. Havia luz para te olhar. Tive que roubar a lua para te poder iluminar. Quando iluminei o teu rosto, fez-se dia no meu corpo. Enquanto eu te iluminava, minha alma nascia de novo. São as pequenas verdades as que guiam o meu caminho. Verdades brancas como amanhã, que abre a janela do nosso destino. Como o teu olhar quando tu me olhas, como a tua lembrança depois de partir. É verdade que a sombra do ar me queima. Ai, é verdade que sem ti. Misterioso mi lamento, aún no sé si nuestro amor de primavera fue verdad o solo el sueño de cualquiera. Cuando la soledad regrese, ciega de amor me iré a la muerte. Las verdades solo existen en rincones de la mente. Esas pequeñas verdades que guiaron mi camino, verdades blancas como la mañana que abre la ventana de nuestro destino. Como tu mirada cuando tú me miras, como tu recuerdo cuando ya te has ido. Es verdad que la sombra del aire me quema. Ay, es verdad que sin ti yo me muero de pena. Son las pequeñas verdades las que guían mi camino. Verdades brancas como amanhã, que abre a janela do nosso destino. Como o teu olhar quando tu me olhas, como a tua lembrança depois de partir. É verdade que a sombra do ar me queima. Ai, é verdade que sem ti eu me muero de pena. Eu morro de pena. Thank you. our beautiful river valley from Saharawi band Tiris. All the members of the group live in the refugee camps of Tindouf in Algeria, near the border with their homelands in now Moroccan-occupied Western Sahara. Their album Soundtracks came out a few years ago, and it's a wonderful blending of traditional Saharawi whole music and more contemporary blues and Spanish flamenco. Well, leaving the desert behind, let's return to balmy central London. And my guest tonight, award-winning duo Philip Henry and Hannah Martin. The next song you're going to play, guys, is called Last Broadcast, I believe, yeah?
That's right.
Yes.
Here we go.
This morning a new day came, bright and clean, but in the battered city the deepest snow they've ever seen. The freezing rain fills potholes, snow drifts through windows with no glass, a cold blanket of silence, another war just like the last. He'd be there before the crows came down to pick wreckage through. You'd be there before the dust could settle and hide what you knew under the friendly fire, between the promises of aid, before the memory could find an easy way to fade. Marie, turn away, for those without a voice you'd ride still, you'd stay. Don't believe the sky is blue, because that's always what we're told. Look up, tonight it's red, we'll have a morning bright and gold. Marie, Marie, tell us what you see. Gave names to the dead so that we would remember And your voice was no longer there. One day we listened for you, and your voice was no longer there.
Last broadcast played in the studio here by Philip Henry and Hannah Martin. A very solemn song, I believe, a homage to Marie Colvin, who was the reporter that died in the Syrian war zone. And I have to say, that was the unmistakable sound of an Indian-styled slide guitar there.
That's right.
Tell me, first of all, guys, what was it about Marie's story that made you want to write about it?
We were on tour at the time that the siege of Homs was happening, and we were just hearing every day all the updates on the radio from these people inside this city brave enough to stay there and tell the world what was going on. And it was just awful the day that it happened, and suddenly the news kind of stopped because she'd been killed. And my father's a journalist as well, so I suppose it really resonated as something that I thought was important to pay tribute to, really. And Phil had that beautiful tune already, actually, as well.
Yeah, I'd written that a couple of years ago. I think a lot of the lyrics are based on the last report that she gave.
For the Sunday Times.
The Sunday Times, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm. So it's very moving.
And that is a beautiful guitar that you're playing there.
Yeah.
Tell me the story behind that one.
Well, it's called a chaturangi, and it's invented by Pandit Debashish Bhattacharya, who I studied with in Calcutta. And I bought it whilst I was there in 2008 studying with him, and it's one of his inventions. He's invented a trinity of guitars. There's the chaturangi, the Gandharvi, and the Anandi. This is the middle sized one. The Anandi's like a smaller like a slide ukulele, and the Gandharvi's much bigger, which is really good for the kind of slow drupad style music. And yeah, it's just a fantastic instrument.
It's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? How long did you study in Calcutta for?
I was there for 3 months.
Is that it? Mm. 3 months? That's amazing.
I thought he was going to say 16 hours a day, though.
I thought you were going to say, like, you know, about at least 3 years, you know, 24 hours a day, you know, making his tea and his coffee and, you know, sweeping the floor and all that sort of stuff.
I managed to pack a lot into the 3 months.
Tell me about this album of yours, Mind, because it really is quite an extraordinary album. I mean, it is. It really makes you listen, and it's very sparse. You know, it's a very. It has a lot of spaces in it. But it's quite a haunting album.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
In a good way. just tell me where this album came from.
We wrote it over quite a long period of time, and I think we probably only had maybe half the songs, but I like the idea of an album as a whole piece in itself, you know, like a novel, and then the songs are the chapters. So the relationship between the songs was quite important. And so I'd suddenly realised that this old English word, mind, which means memory and consciousness and memorial and all these wonderful terms, really tied together everything we'd been writing about. So that was the kind of concept of it for me.
Yeah. I think the kind of space that you mentioned and the sparseness, a lot of that relates to our musical influences. I think largely the Indian influence is quite big, even on the songs that don't sound that they're drawing on that influence so much, because it's very important in Indian music to leave a lot of space. You know, the space is as important as the notes themselves. So, and we like kind of otherworldly sounds, and we like to evoke that kind of, you know, a real atmosphere. So you don't listen to it and imagine people sat in a studio recording it. It takes you somewhere else.
Well, I was going to say it's a bit like a sort of, it has this British landscape, but a kind of a worldly outlook, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it, actually.
It's also quite political.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, you know, because you just that song we heard now, last broadcast, Silbury Hill, to a certain extent, you're the first piece you played.
Yes, yeah.
That is, you know, you're saying something, you know, about...
Yeah.
About people and communities and...
Yeah, definitely. I think that's sort of become more and more our intention, but I think probably the idea is when you want to write a song, you start out just trying to write something that you feel to be true, and I suppose that's how it comes out sounding.
Well, we're not overtly going out there to make a political message, but
I suppose these are the ideas that are integral to
these are the things that we're thinking about, and so we end up writing about them.
Well, I was looking at your list of gigs that you've got coming up, and I was thinking, how on earth are you going to squeeze all that in? But then effectively, I've just seen a bit of it tonight. You know, you've had a gig in, you know, East Dulwich. You're gigging here now on Radio 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bright Up With A Lark, Glastonbury tomorrow.
Yes.
But there's like no break in it till November. Is that right? I mean,
it looks that way, doesn't it?
Yes, it's quite intense, actually.
And yet you've got a new album coming out.
Yes, we have. The live album.
Live album.
And we're also in the process of writing a new studio album, but that won't be out for a while because we haven't got any time to record it.
So, yeah, that'll be out next year.
Yeah, but no, we're really happy with the live album. We've used it to record sort of like a retrospective in a way, lots of songs that we've done over the years that we've never put on a studio album, and rearrangements of old favourites, or the way that they've evolved live, which a lot of our stuff has done over the years of many gigs.
It's new stuff as well.
Yes, and there's some new songs on there. So,
really looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Well, you're going to... I think we have to let you go, otherwise you won't get enough hours kip before you have to head off to Mudville.
Yes.
I don't think it's that muddy, actually, at Glastonbury at the moment. But it's going to be one final political song, isn't it? It's the Nailmaker's Strike, part two. Yes. Just tell us quickly a little bit about it, and then...
It's based on a song I found in a wonderful collection of English industrial songs called Poverty Knock, and it was written on the occasion of an actual nailmaker's strike in Bromsgrove in 1862. But we took the original tune and kind of adapted the timing slightly and added a chorus and a reggae feel that Phil had been playing on the harmonica for quite a while. We kind of welded the two together.
Yeah, it needed a sing-along chorus, so we've added one of those, and also some beatbox harmonica and reggae to it as well.
Brilliant. Well, you get back to your instruments and set up, and I shall introduce us. So thanks very much, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, for coming in, hot-footing it in here from Devon to East Dulwich to London. Central London. And here we have a marriage of the ancient with the modern world, beatboxing, stories from the 18th century, 19th century, and lots more. The Nailmaker's Strike. Sisters, yeah.
You name me, cause remember well, the strike of which this tale I tell, how hungry and cold we were that day, to Brunswick town we made our way. Miserable souls will not forget the giver of coals, nail masters, hard-hearted files. The way we took was 13 miles. For your rights, my brothers.
Absolutely lovely. Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, award-winning duo, bringing the beauty of simple song to the studio. They're going to be playing at Glastonbury tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I believe. Is that right, guys?
That's right.
So if you're there, go support them. It's going to be at the Small World stage.
That's right, yeah.
In the Greenfields part of the site, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Well, from central London, let's head off to Asia. And a country that has reclaimed a large part of its landmass from the sea. It is, of course, Singapore, our Commonwealth Connections feature tonight. It's a country that's always been about trade and commerce. So it's no wonder that there is no one sound to this city island, but rather many snapshots of bygone days and traditions which generations of traders and settlers have brought to it along the centuries. Producer Laura Metcalf headed out to Singapore and met Kelvin Ang, Deputy Director of Conservation with the Urban Redevelopment Authority of Singapore, a gentleman well-versed in Singapore's heritage, who helped to unlock some of the mysteries of its music.
Growing up in Singapore, in our old city, I think it's a great privilege to walk down a very short street and to hear traditional Chinese music, traditional Indian music, traditional Muslim call to prayer. And this is something that I've grown up with, which really makes me feel that I'm in a very special place in Singapore. For me, it's a Singaporean Chinese. I think I'm quite privileged to be exposed to, say, to classical Indian music and dance, just because I walk past the temple every day. My name is Kelvin Ang. I am involved generally in the heritage sector in terms of building protection. But because of working with heritage buildings, I've been fortunate enough to have been introduced to lots of the groups who are keeping the spirit of culture in Singapore alive. I think right now, when you arrive in Singapore, you land at the airport and you get out quite quickly and you'll be sped down expressway with lots of lovely trees. Within half an hour, you see amazing modern skyline, the biggest wheel in the world, etc. And it's really quite striking. Every time I see that, I feel I've come home. I suppose when the immigrants first came 180 years ago, it would have been a very different feel because you arrived from the sea. But quite fortunately, right now, you can still see the shoreline with some heritage buildings and a modern skyline. So you can get quite a good sense that Singapore is a place where there's modernity that interfaces with greenery. And if you're more careful or more observant, you will then see heritage. If you can open your ears, you will hear the sounds of the 19th or the 18th century. But you have to be very careful to observe. We are set in a 19th century townhouse in the fringe of Singapore's Chinatown. And this is the home of the Siong Ling Musical Association. Nanyin is the Mandarin pronunciation of the characters, meaning the sounds of the south. So in Hokkien, you would say Lam Im, or you might say Lam Guan. So it just means the sounds of the south, because Fujian is part of southern China. Every Nanyin group in the world has the privilege of displaying a royal umbrella and a royal lantern when they perform for the public. An umbrella is a sign of royalty across Asia. And a palace lantern, of course, is also a unique product. Yeah. In the old society, not everyone could have an umbrella or lantern. It is said that for the 60th birthday of the Emperor Kangxi of the Qing Dynasty, the governor of Fujian province sent up a troupe of Nanyin performers to Peking as a tribute for his birthday party. So Emperor Kangxi was so enamored of this sound from the south because I guess it's so melodic, it's so beautiful. He refused to let the troupe leave after his birthday was over. So it's said that one day they played a piece of music that expressed their longing for home and how they wanted to go back. And the emperor, having heard that, understood their feelings and says, okay, I'll let you go home. But as a sign that you have received imperial favor, I grant you this umbrella and this lantern so that everybody knows that this troupe and this genre has got a royal warrant in that sense. So in all the genres of Chinese music, only Nanyin has this privilege. I think it's quite normal for all migrants to bring something of home with them. And in the past, it is my impression that the ordinary man or woman had a closer relationship with music. People would play and sing. You didn't have to be a professional musician. And in Chinese society, I think it was quite similar. So for the migrants from Fujian province, they were one of the earliest sets of migrants to leave China to look for a livelihood overseas. Because unlike Canton, which is the land of fish and rice, Fujian province was very mountainous and therefore very poor. Young men always had to leave Fujian to make a living. So they've been coming down to Southeast Asia since the Ming Dynasty. Instruments for Nanyin are quite distinct because there's a clear set, and for them, they can trace their lineage back to the Tang Dynasty. For example, the Sanxian is a three-string lute. We have a vertical flute, we call it Dongxiao, or the Chiba, and finally there is the Pipa.
My name is Lin, and I play the Nanyin Pipa. They actually invited me to perform with them for one of the Singapore Heritage Festival, and that was when I got to hear of Xiongling and Nanying. And subsequently, I joined the association and picked up the Nanying Pipa. The Pipa is a four-string instrument. It is also a pizzicato instrument and is performed with the thumb and index finger. The thing about the Pipa is it is a leading instrument. It is the one that actually holds the tempo of all the four instruments, and as the piece goes, everybody listens to the pipa. The pipa player decides to push the speed, the pipa player decides to hold back the speed. And the thing about pipa is you must have a very strong tempo. We actually do performances in museums, we go to libraries, we do workshops, and that's where actually people get to hear more about us and learn more about the music, the art form itself. If you're going for the youths, majority of them will say it sounds like a funeral music, and I myself feel that way when I first came in. And gradually, as I started playing, my mindset changed. So much have changed to how I actually interpret the music. And when I finally got to know the history and how the music came about and the words, the lyrics to the song, and then you start to find out, oh, this is what it actually means, and this is what the composer is trying to convey. And then you put in so much thought and you find out that it's actually quite sad, because a lot of Nanying, most Nanying songs are actually sad. They talk about romance, they talk about love, they talk about eloping, and it never ends well.
因为我们以前来的时候，新加坡还有五个同样性质的社团。
We are in the Tao Yun Amateur Music Society in Gate Lang in Singapore. Here, we play a style of Wai Jiang music from inland China that's unchanged. 50 years ago, there were five societies. Now, there's only us.
我是姓杨，我的名字叫浩然，因为我的父亲也本来是这边。
My name is Yao Hao Jiang. My father was a member of the Tao Yung Amateur Music Society. I used to come along with him and enjoyed the music, so I started learning it too. I've lived in Singapore since I was 10 years old.I began learning the pipa after the war, and I've been practicing it for years to improve my playing. This style of music was brought to Singapore by immigrants moving to Southeast Asia for work. This Wai Jiang style of music does still exist in China, but it sounds different. We have tried to preserve the style as it was many years ago without modernizing. You can only hear this particular type of Wai Jiang music from us now.This song is called Little Peach Red. These songs are very simple. There was a teacher here who taught us, starting with a score of the music. It grows from that starting point, and you add on different patterns and build from there.
Singapore, this week's Commonwealth Connections feature, which, along with all the others in the series, can be downloaded as a podcast just a couple of clicks away on the World on 3 homepage, no matter where you are in the world. Next week, Commonwealth Connections is from the Seychelles, and writer and poet Philip Nanton offers his personal view on St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Just a reminder to all of you listening that you can sign up for tickets for BBC at the Quay. It's a festival of live entertainment to celebrate the Commonwealth Games. It runs from the 19th of July to the 3rd of August. There'll be many of your favourite BBC shows, live music and activities for all the family, just outside BBC Scotland's building at Pacific Quay in Glasgow on the banks of the River Clyde. World on 3 is going to be coming live from the Quay on the 1st of August. And one of the bands on the stage that night is going to be a band that always seems to win the prize for being the best live act around. They are Brit folk group Bellahead. All tickets are free. Just go to the website bbc.co.uk/thekey and register your interest. There are still tickets for some of the live concerts and events, which will now be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll also have loads of events for you which won't need a ticket. So that's bbc.co.uk/thekey, and on Twitter we're at bbcthekey. I'm Lopa Katari, and this is World on 3. I'm going to bring you a bit of Europe now. It's from Hungary and a group called Buddha Folk Band from their album Magyar Világi Népzene. There's something about this track that makes me think of Bengali folk songs.
Erdő nincsen, zöld ág nélkül, szívem sincsen, tied nélkül, ketté hajlik. A hajtás is, ha te hagy. Kicsi madár, ének nélkül, olyan vagyok, csak egyedül, tőlem egy nap így telik el nélkülem. Tavasszal a tél véget ér, te meg rózsám, más szerettél, másnak ültél az ölébe, más csókoltál meg az este. Ég, hosszú az út, sötét az éj, hideg szél fúj, mégsem fázom, te miattad, rád gondolok, csak magammal. Madár fészket rakott, én is raknék, de nem tudok. Kicsi madár ének nélkül, mint az erdő madár nélkül.
Ghana's hip life pop star King Ayisoba. Wicked Leaders is his first album with a full band, and it's edgy and leaves no stone of social injustice or politics unturned. I just love his razor sharp, almost corrugated voice. It really makes you listen. And that followed another politically savvy song, a remake of Fela Kuti's Lady, sung by young Nigerian Somi, accompanied by the legendary Angelique Kidjo. Details of everything I've played tonight is up on our website. And if you want to listen back to any part of the show, you can for the next 7 days. And as often as you like, all the sessions we do, including tonight's with Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, are available for as long as they remain on the virtual shelves of the BBC archive. Now for Mr. Smooth himself, Seo George and So Eo, just you on fellow Mr. Cool, Sergio Mendez's latest release, Magic.
É, é nessa trepada, nessa batida. A gente vai chegando devagar. E beleza, Sérgio Mendes, um arraso no pedaço. Botando pra quebrar, chegando junto, Seu Jorge, tamo junto na
Se um clarão lilás te banhar de luz, não te acanhes, não. Sou eu. Se uma estranha paz te vestir de azul, não te espantes, não. Sou eu. Se descer dos céus do dragão lunar, manda me chamar, pelo amor de Deus, pois teu anjo bom, teu Ogum Egê, teu Alá Bedê, sou eu.
É, e como diz aqui, rapaz, o meu parceiro Ney Lopes, é a posição das vibrações positivas e vem do céu. E agora, Sérgio Mendes, arrebenta. E descer dos céus o dragão do mar, manda me chamar, pelo amor de Deus, pois teu anjo bom, teu Ogum Egê, teu Alá Bedê, sou eu. Clarão lilás te banhar de luz, não te acanhes, não. Sou eu, pois teu anjo bom, teu Ogum Egê, teu Alá Bedê, sou eu. Oh, sou eu.
Well, that's it for tonight. Next Friday, it's American Independence Day, so Nashville Sam Lewis is going to be here to light some celebratory candles and carve up the turkey, I guess. I leave you with a song where Persia, Serbia and Austria all come together. Golnar Mona from Iran joined forces with Serbian Yelena. They met in Vienna and started to explore and share their love of music. This is Moša Česme, an allegory to love. Till next week, good night.
تو میخواهم سرگذارم به دشت و صحرا چون چشمه ای سر کوبم به سنگ کوهستان و تن کوبم به دریا تو چشم من و روشان و سرکش و نرمن
Oh,